You know, the other thing about this, quote, post-treatment situation is the patient with an ER-positive tumor, because even though they're finished with maybe the heavy lifting, so to speak, about treatment, they're still going to be on hormonal therapy. I guess it's really only been the last 2 or 3 years that we really start to appreciate that maybe this is going to be a 10 or 15-year endeavor.
Absolutely.
Of being on hormonal therapy. One of the issues there is going to be adherence. And there are studies out there that suggest that even in the first 5 years, there are a lot of adherence problems. What are your thoughts about some of the issues there in terms of people taking hormonal therapy, you know, on a reliable basis?
I think this is a whole wide open area in terms of looking further into the factors surrounding adherence. Who are those women or survivors that tend to adhere more to therapy versus those that don't? Who tends to fall off? What are the reasons why? Can we then boost them back to adhering if we have a better understanding of the reasons why they don't? And that's getting into their whole quality of life and living with cancer. And it is interesting that we call it post-treatment because once they finish adjuvant therapy, they still are on treatment. It's just that we don't see them taking, you know, their AIs every day or hormonal therapy every day. They take it at home and they're out in one sense of our mind, so to speak. We don't have responsibility for handing them the pill and having them open their mouth and take it. And so what really goes on? Do they take the same time every day? Do they skip a few days? When do they stop? Who are those that were likely to not adhere? And how can we actually help improve those rates? Again, a whole wide open area, and I think that it's an important topic that needs to be raised.
I just kind of wonder whether or not it's always brought to light to the nurse and to the physician what's really going on there, how often patients are having symptoms they think are related to the therapy and just stop treatment and don't tell their doctor. I mean, I guess it'd be hard to sort of document that, but I have a feeling that maybe it's not rare.
I would agree with you. I mean, there are ways we could look at it. How often do they, not necessarily pill count, but how often do they renew or not renew their prescriptions? That would be one. We've collected data on the kinds of medications, both prescription and non-prescription drugs, that patients have been taking over a period of time. And we're actually amazed at some. We haven't quite done all of the analysis on that data yet, but we're actually quite interested in seeing how much herbal preparations and supplements that people take, thinking that this is going to help boost their health sort of along the lines of it's just as good as your diet and exercise, when in fact it's not necessarily so.
You know, another issue related to long-term hormonal therapy is I think the growing realization, again, only I think in the last 2 or 3 years, of the natural history of breast cancer. And we've kind of starting to segment out ER positive, HER2 positive, triple negative, different diseases within breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen with ER positive is a lot of relapses after 5 years. You know, we always sort of knew that happened, but, you know, maybe half of the relapses that occur in women with ER positive tumors occur after 5 years. And we know that we can intervene in that situation. But I think it's also maybe important from a patient ed point of view, realistically, to let people know that this is a long-term scenario in your type of tumor. Maybe if you have an ER negative, HER2 positive tumor, that's a different story. You know, maybe at 5 years, that pretty much is a story. But that clearly is not the case with ER positive breast cancer.
I think that is such an important area for survivorship. Again, it's extending beyond what we currently know, moving that into helping patients to better understand how to manage this chronic disease within their life. And this is what it's going to mean for you being ER positive, the real importance for you to adhere to treatment. This is, you know, to your hormonal therapy, and you may be having to take this for a longer period of time based on what data is going to be coming out. And so how then do you incorporate this into your life, and what are the factors that are going to help you stay on track and others that are not, and the barriers, and that what we can do to help overcome some of those barriers as well? I think your other point too, what are the other issues around it? Well, arthralgia is being one. Patients just generally say, well, I'm having these aches and pains. But let's talk about those a little bit more. Is it related and much higher, obviously, in patients that receive hormonal therapies? And then what it is that we can do about that? Are there simple changes that can occur in their lives in terms of their exercise or their, you know, regimen that they can then again incorporate? So this is managed. It's manageable. And one of the things about survivors is really their – it's not just their flexibility, but their endurance. You know, what they've been through, you know, this is just another chapter. This is another point in their lives, and they've been through tough times. They've become incredibly resilient with the things that we say and share with them and the things that they need to do in order to manage.